Another passion of my life has been amateur dramatics, with the stress on the word amateur. I played a part when I was at school at the age of 10, and I was Natasha in The Proposal by Chekhov. Nice part, but I had a problem keeping my earrings on. I then went on and graduated and became the king to Richard II. But I then started taking rather more macho parts as my voice deepened. And I used to act when I was at boarding school. I didn't act at university at all. But I have, when I came from university and settled down and joined the Fetcham Players in Fetcham, I did a lot of stage parts with them, which I thoroughly enjoyed, apart from one occasion when we'd had a farewell party at work. And I arrived back home fairly well oiled. I had to appear on stage. Unfortunately, it was the evening that the local paper representative came to see the play, and I got a reasonable write-up from him, although he did say, although at one part Michael Anson very clearly lost the thread of what he was trying to say, which I think, you know, to have that appear in print is a bit hard. But no, it's another side of my life, another part of my life. It's been a part of what I've done for most of my time, but I haven't been on the boards, as I say, since 1991. One occasion with Fetcham Players, when there was a photographer from the local paper down, was when I was playing the bent inspector in Joe Orton's black comedy of Loot. My picture appeared on the front page of the Leatherhead Advertiser, seen by a lady who I knew, who happened to come across me and said, "Oh, Mr. Anderson, I saw your picture in the paper the other day." It was actually on the front page. Was it a good play? Now, that was quite difficult to know how to reply discreetly and carefully. There is, in many ways, quite a similarity between being on the political stage and being on the theatrical stage. The only difference, main difference, being that if you're a politico, mostly you write your own speeches. When you're on the stage, somebody else has written them for you. That in itself can be embarrassing if you have a sort of mental crash out in the middle of a scene, which I think fortunately only happened to me once. But I do remember playing in a play called Lord Arthur Savile, and my fiancée in the play sadly had just lost her mother, and she was really in quite an emotional state, very understandably. And we were on stage together, and she jumped from a cue line in Act 1 to a cue line in Act 2, which was really quite a difficult situation to retrieve. You know, one had to say, "My dear, did you not mean to say such and such?" I think one of the highlights of it, when I only played a relatively small role, is in The King and I, which I had the privilege of being involved in when we were in Nairobi. And I was the British ambassador, which I meant I got to dance with the leading lady, which was great fun. And I was had the pleasure of acting with the Nairobi City Players, and it was a magical production in my eyes, because all the young children in the King's Palace were in fact genuinely young Siamese children. And we had the great pleasure of, there is a Siamese dance in the play, and the Siamese dancer was a professional royal Siamese dancer. And that sort of magic, I think, can fulfill itself on stage as well as off stage. And I remember that we were originally scheduled to run for 10 days. We were a sellout for 10 days, so we had to continue for a further week. And many of us were actually working in the office, packing up, coming down to the theatre, and then going on stage, including doing a Saturday matinee on each of the 2.5 weeks we ran. But I enjoyed it very much, and it's a part of my life and my recollections that I absolutely treasure. being busy with politics and my work and other things, I went through a period where I didn't do very much on the amateur stage. But I remember on one occasion I did say to the producer, look, I would at least like to tread the boards, even if it only means sort of walking on the stage for a minute or two. And we were doing a play which required two excise men to walk across the stage, go up a flight of steps and knock on a door. And I was the second excise man, which meant I didn't really have any words. But as we got halfway across the stage, somebody yelled out from the back of the village hall in Fetcham, there he goes, canvassing again.